Soon as he's a safe distance away, they swoop down to squabble and comment raucously over the scraps. But they keep a cynical eye on Cal. And if he tries to move closer, they're gone. Back into the oak to jeer down at him and drop twigs on his head. Yesterday afternoon, he was in his living room, stripping away the mildewed wallpaper, and a sleek, mid-sized rook landed on the sill of the open window, yelled what was obviously an insult, and then flapped off, laughing. The thing on the lawn twists wildly, shaking the long grass. A big daddy rook jumps closer, aims one neat, ferocious stab of his beak, and the thing goes still. Rabbit, maybe. Cal has seen them out there in the early mornings, nibbling and dashing in the dew. Their holes are somewhere in his back field, down by the broad copse of hazels and rowans. Once his firearm license comes through, he's planning to see if he remembers what his grandpa taught him about skinning game, and if the mule-tempered broadband will deign to find him a recipe for rabbit stew. The rooks crowd in, pecking hard and bracing their feet to jerk out bites of flesh. More of them zooming down from the tree to jostle in on the action. Cal watches them for a while, stretching out his legs and rolling one shoulder in circles. Working on the house is using muscles he'd forgotten he had. He finds new aches every morning, although some of that is likely from sleeping on a cheap mattress on the floor. Cal is too old and too big for that, but there's no point in bringing good furniture into the dust and damp and mold. He'll buy that stuff once he has the house in shape, and once he figures out where you buy it. All that was Donna's department. Meanwhile, he doesn't mind the aches. They satisfy him. Along with the blisters and thickening calluses, they're solid, earned proof of what his life is now. It's headed into the long, cool September stretch of evening, but cloudy enough that there's no trace of a sunset. The sky, dappled in subtle gradations of gray, goes on forever. So do the fields, coated in shades of green by their different uses, divided up by sprawling hedges, dry stone walls, and the odd, narrow back road. Away to the north, a line of low mountains rolls along the horizon. Cal's eyes are still getting used to looking this far, after all those years of city blocks. Landscape is one of the few things he knows of where the reality doesn't let you down. The west of Ireland looked beautiful on the internet. From right smack in the middle of it, it looks even better. The air is rich as fruitcake. Like you should do more with it than just breathe it. Bite off a big mouthful, maybe, or rub handfuls of it over your face. After a while, the rooks slow down, getting towards the end of their meal. Cal stands up and picks up the trash bag again. The rooks cock smart, instant glances at him, and when he starts down the garden, heave themselves into the air and flap their full bellies back to their tree. He hauls the bag down to a corner beside the creeper-covered, tumble-down stone shed, pausing along the way to check out the rook's dinner. Rabbit, all right. A young one, although barely recognizable now. He leaves the trash bag with the rest and heads back to the house. He's almost there when the rooks kick off, jostling leaves and yelling cuss words at something. Cal doesn't turn around or break stride. He says very softly through his teeth as he closes the back door behind him, "Motherfucker." For the last week and a half, someone has been watching Cal. Probably longer. But he had his mind on his own business, and he took for granted, like anyone would have a right to do amid all this empty space, that he was alone. His mental alarm systems were switched off the way he wanted them. Then, one night, he was cooking dinner, frying a hamburger on the rust-pocked stove's one working burner. Steve Earle, good and loud on the iPod speaker. Cal adding in the occasional crash of eardrums when the back of his neck flared. The back of Cal's neck got trained over 25 years in the Chicago PD. He takes it seriously. He ambled casually across the kitchen, nodding along to the